This is Growing Up Aspen, a Joiner's Table podcast with Chris Pomeroy and Andy Collin. And our guest today is Valerie, as I know her, Valerie Moore Kelly. Did you, since you lived out in the out in the boonies a little bit, I mean, it wasn't that far out in the boonies considering, I mean, you know, it's, but did you have any jobs or anything that you did as a kid? You know, to earn a little extra income or something? Because, you know, I mean, a lot of kids these days don't have jobs, but I find it was interesting because most Aspen kids at least sold newspapers or did some sort of something, even as kids, you know?
Yeah.
I did my sculptures on the mall, you know?
Right. You know, honestly, I think I had a pretty, I was free to play most of the time. So I was out playing and, I think my dad used to make me kill, you know, put poison on the dandelions on the lawn. So again, you know, some exposure to some gnarly chemicals.
Yeah.
and I was, I mean, taking care of the horses was my job. Like that was my chore. And I always, you know, cleaned the horse corral and put the horses in and out and fed them and watered them and all that. So I guess that was some work. But my first job was when, Cookie Munchers Paradise opened up, right? Which now Paradise Bakery.
Yeah.
But when Mark opened that, that was my first job. And I think that was probably eighth or ninth grade. I think it was probably ninth grade.
Yeah.
And so I worked there in the bakery. And then let's see. But you know, I was very rarely in town.
Yeah.
Like I just, it's funny now because you think about McLean Flats, like it's like 10 minutes from town.
Right.
And that was like in my mother's mind, like you went to town one time a day and that was like, you didn't go back and forth. And now like I live 10 minutes from Carbondale.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that I drive back and forth a ton, but like if I need to go to town twice in a day, it's not a big deal. But for her, that was like unheard of, you know? So I think I just kind of went home after school and did my thing. And so as a result, I was kind of shy and like not very, I didn't grow up in group. Well, I did grow up with groups of kids, but I was kind of always the ringleader.
Well, then, explain to me this, because it seems like you've been involved in a lot of different organizations, different groups that you've been part of, you know, now you've just joined up with a new group.
So, yeah.
How many did you do and what got you into that and how, what pulls you into that? I mean, that seems like it's a lot of your skills are in that arena, you know?
Well, I built those. I went to it pretty deliberately. So I guess that was when I started I used to call it my professional volunteer career because I got married in 1995 and we moved to the ex and I moved to Marble and built a straw bale house there. And then in 2002, our daughter Ren was born and we moved to Carbondale. And so I was a stay at home mom and I raised my kids and then her sister was born. Daisy was born in 2006. And so I started volunteering at the Waldorf school where the kids went. Uh-huh. And I did all the parent council and all the events and eventually ended up on the board of trustees. And then I chaired the board for 6 years. And in that role as, you know, president of the board, there's a fundraising role to help the school thrive. And so I went and got some training in fundraising. I did a course from the University of Indiana in philanthropy. And then I dabbled around a bit. I worked for Sustainable Settings for a couple years as the director of philanthropy there and helped Brooke and Rose raise money. And I also, my background in school was photography and communications. So I really loved, and then I had a greeting card business, a little hobby from Marble, Snow Light Editions. And so I was designing brochures for sustainable settings. We did some beautiful big, you know, brochures to tell the story of sustainable settings. And then Ren started riding at Strang Ranch when she was 8. And so I ended up taking over running Pony Club. So my next professional volunteer role was I took over Pony Club because I'd grown up in Pony Club and, you know, Bridget Spring and I grew up together in Pony Club. And so I took over that role and organized the club for maybe 6 years too. And so, you know, that involved some fundraising and communication and organization. And then I sat down at one point and went through all the nonprofits in the Valley and thought about which one I'd most like to work with. And I chose Aspen Valley Land Trust. And then I was lucky enough that Martha Cochran hired me. And so I was the director of philanthropy at AVLT for a couple of years. And so,
that's cool.
Yeah. And Pony Club, you know, land conservation, I mean, Strang Ranch is conserved. So I think that that role of service and helping find the resources for organizations to succeed and thrive. And I love building relationships with people. And, you know, I'm a very hopeful person and enthusiastic. And so I think I have the personality for it. Although, you know, there was all those struggles and those years of being a young mother and all the insecurities and silly anxieties and stuff that I don't know, probably held me back from being better in my career. But yeah, now I'm really fortunate. One of my colleagues from the Waldorf School, we worked closely together for many years. I was working at True Nature Healing Arts. And so she hired me to be their development associate. So I just started there in September. And I'm doing fundraising for the foundation, which is a new structure that True Nature Healing Arts has to really make that a community center and start to develop programs. So I'm fundraising for the annual appeal right now to raise money to support all kinds of amazing programs for youth and people recovering from addiction and all around the Peace Garden and sustainable agriculture and connection with the land. So all of these things are, and you know, the Waldorf School, I love that philosophy and my kids really thrive there. And so it's always been just a good fit for me with my interest in relationships and relationship building.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.